ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் shivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Apavargam. I have already explained. Na pavargam yasyeti sa apavargam. Na pavargam. Pavargam is papabhama. All the pas. Papha, babha and ma. This whole section is called Pavarga. Kakhagaghanga is Kavarga. Like that, Papha Babha Ma is Pavarga. Pa is the Punya Papa. Pa. And Ba is Bandha. Bondage. Pa is Ma Pa Pa. Pa is Phala. And Bha is the Punya Papa. Bandha. Bhaya. Fear. And ma is mrityu, marana, death. So, there is no, where there is no relationship to punya papa, where there is no relationship to results, phala, where there is no relationship with the fear, bhaya, where there is no relationship with the bandha, bondage, where there is no death. That is the apavarga, that is the realization. In realization, these don't exist. So, tatra, இஷ்டானிஷ்ட குண சுரூப அவதாரணம் அவிபாக ஆபன்னம் போக. சோ வாட் இஸ் போக? போக அபவர்கார்த்தம். தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் செட். இட் இஸ் கிரியேட்டிங் திஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஃபார் தி போக அண்ட் அபவர்க. வாட் இஸ் போக? வி ஹாவ் டு டிஃபைன் போக. சோ இஸ் எஸ் தத்ர இஷ்ட அனிஷ்ட குண சுரூப அவதாரணம். வாட் எவர் இஸ் இஷ்ட, வாட் எவர் இஸ் தட் விச் வி லைக், பை எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் வி பிகம் ஹாப்பி, blissful. That is ishta. Anishta is that which we don't like. Sukha anushayi raga, dukha anushayi dvesha. So what, that whichever gives the sukha and which that whichever gives the dukha, in that you have the desire and the hatred. That swarupa avadharanam, the nature you fix, you gain the clarity. Swarupavadharana means the clarity of the gunas. Avibhaga apannam, where there is no difference in this. Avibhaga apannam means it has gained the state as though there is no difference. There is a confusion, there is a combination in this. That is bhoga, that is the experience. Bhoktuhu, what is bhoktu? Who is the bhoktu? Who is the one who is experiencing? Who is the experiencer? Swarupa avadharanam apavarga. He, the bhoktu, is the one who is the witness. And knowing his nature, real nature, swarupa avadharanam, knowing his real nature, gaining the knowledge of his real nature is apavarga, moksha, realization. Iti dvayor atiriktam anyat darshanam nasti. And apart from these two, bhoga and moksha, there is nothing else which can be called as darshana, which can be called a reason for this creation, which for which there can be any reason in this existence. Tathacha uktam. That is what is said by Panjashikacharya. Ayam dukhalu trishu guneshu kartrishu akartrija purusheshu tulya tulya jatiye chaturthedat kriya sakshini உபநீயமான சர்வபாவான் உபபன்னான் அனுபஷ்யன் தர்ஷனம் அன்யத் சங்கதைதி. அயந்து கலு, டெஃபினெட்லி இன் திஸ் த்ரிஷு குணேஷு, இன் ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ குணாஸ், கர்த்ருஷு, தட் விச் இஸ் தி கர்த்தா, அகர்த்தரீச்ச, அண்ட் தட் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் தி அகர்த்தா. கர்த்ருஷு மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் தி கர்த்தா, தட் விச் இஸ் தி டூயர், அண்ட் தட் ஒன் புருஷா ஹூ இஸ் தி நான் டூயர். In that, karkartrija puruṣe tulya tulya jātiye, they have similarities and dissimilarities in them. Chaturthe, and in the fourth state, which is takriya sakshini, the one who is the sakshi, witness for all these functions, upaniyamānān sarobhāvān, all this whole world is, the whole world is present in front of him for his experience. What is his experience? It is not as though he is involved in that experience. His being a witness is the experience. Bhavan upapannan Anupashyan, after seeing that darshanam anyat na shankare, after seeing the truth, after seeing the self, he does not expect any other vision. He is not interested in seeing anything else. That's what prechavat, natavat, natavat, like a dancer, this prakriti displays its beauty, and then after the person has seen the dance, it just retreats. It just does not involve itself with that purusha. Tau etau bhoga apavargau buddhikrutau buddhau eva vartamanau katam purushe udishyeta iti. But now you are seeing the purusha is bound, and the purusha gains realization. The purusha is bound because of the relationship with the gunas. And purusha gains relationship, and he gains the realization by the knowledge of his non-relationship, or by the knowledge of his swarupa, his nature. That is, he is asangaha, he is not related with anything. Now, relationship with the gunas, where can it exist? It cannot exist in the purusha, because purusha is asanga, and purusha is not trigunatmaka. One who has any relationship with the three gunas. And the whole world, including the body, mind, sense organs, all are the creation of trigunas, or the effect of trigunas. Now, trigunas can exist in the buddhi. Trigunas can never exist in the purusha. Trigunas can exist in the buddhi, but not in the purusha. Now, these trigunas which exist in the buddhi, only in the buddhi, how do you superimpose on the purusha? Tau etau bhoga apavargau, these bondage, bhoga experience, and apavargau, moksha realization, buddhi krito, happens in the buddhi. Only for the buddhi. Buddha eva vartamano, they exist only in the buddhi. Katam purusha eva padeshade, how do you superimpose it on the purusha? How do you see it on the, how do you say it exists in the purusha? Iti, if you ask this question, yatha vijayaha parajayova yodrushu vartamana swamini vivadishyete sahidasya falasya bhokta iti evam vantamokshau buddho eva vartamana purush eva vadishyete. You are right, absolutely satyam. What you said is right. We will give you an example. Like the war which happens, in the war, the master, the king, he will not, the emperor, he might not get involved directly. All his prajas, all his people, they are in the war. They are involved in the war. If they win or they lose, that winning or losing is superimposed on the emperor king, who is not even in the war field. In the same way, this whatever involvement of the buddhi, its bondage or its realization, its experience or its non-experience, though they happen only in the buddhi, they are superimposed on its master, which is the purusha. Who is the purusha? So, sahi tatfalasya bhoktaiti, he is the one who is the experiencer. In this way, they superimpose, they understand. Buddhehe eva purushartha parisamaptir bandha. Tadartha tardartha avasayoho mokshaiti. So, in the buddhi only, the bandha, the superimposed bandha exists. And in the buddhi only, the experience ends, meaning the moksha exists. The moksha is experienced. Yetena avasaya means the finishing, means the finish of bondage. Yetena grahana dharana uha apoha tattva jnana abhinivesha buddho vartamanaha purushe adhyaropita sadbhavaha sahi tatphalasya bhuktaiti. So, with this you understand that the buddhi, whatever happens, they are all superimposed in the purusha only. Whatever happens, not just the bondage experience and the realization, not just this. Even the grahana, one, the holding or the receiving objects of sense. And dharana, storing it in your brain. that. And uhapoha, uhapoha means logical conclusions. And tattvajnana, the realization, knowing the truth. And abhinivesha, abhinivesha means the fear of death. All these happen only in the buddhi. Though buddho vartamanaha, they all exist in the buddhi. But still, purushe adhyarobita sattbhavaha, they are existing in the purusha as a superimposed item. Sahi tatfalasi bhoktayati as, though he is the one who is the experiencer of those results. The grahana dharana etc. Drishyanam tu gunanam surupa bheda avadharanartham idam arabhyate. So, whatever drishya, whatever we see, tu gunanam, those gunas, for those gunas, surupa bheda avadharanartham. Surupa bheda means the karya surupa. Its bheda means its karya bheda. So, the karya surupa bheda, to understand, to prove it, avadharanartham idam arabhyate. He says this next sutra. Vishesha avishesha linga matra lingani guna parvani. Vishesha avishesha linga matra lingani guna parvani. Vishesha avishesha linga matra alingani guna parvani. Vishesha avishesha linga matra alingani guna parvani. Vishesha, the speciality, special attributes. Avishesha, the common general attributes. Linga matra, that which has the attribute of the laya attribute to emerge itself in the karana, cause. Alingani, that which has no reason to merge in the cause, that which cannot merge in the cause, that which will not merge in the cause. These are the four states, guna parvani. Parva means states. These are the four states of the guna. The gunas can exist in a special, with a special attribute. The gunas can exist in a general common attribute, with a common attribute. The gunas can exist as an attribute to emerge itself in the cause. The gunas can exist without able to merge in the cause. These are the four states. Tatra akashavayu agni udaka bhumayoho bhutani. So what is that? What are the bhutas, the five elements? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Udaka, Bhumi. The five natural elements. These are called bhutas. Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha tanmatranam visheshanam visheshaha. They are the special attributes, special existence, visheshas of the tanmatras. Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. All these tanmatras. The tanmatra, the atom size to existence. For that, the special existence is the five elements, major elements. Tatha, in the same way, shrotrata chakshur jihva granani uddhindriyani vakpani padapayu vastani karmendriyani. We have seen already all these karmendriya and jnanendriya, the organs of function, and the organs of karma and the organs of knowledge. Sense organ of function, karma, and sense organ of knowledge. So, the vak, pani, shrotra, tog, chakshur, jifva, granani, buddhindani, the organs of sense organ of knowledge. Shrotra, the hearing, tog, the sense of touch, chakshur, eyes, jifva, the olfactory, granani, the sense of smell, the sense of jifva, sense of taste, grana, olfactory. So, buddhindani, these are buddhindriya, sense organs of knowledge. Vak, pani, pada, payu, upasthani. Vak, the sense organ of speech, sense organ of pani, receiving, giving, hand. Pada, the legs, payu, the sense organ which excretes, pa, upastha. Upastha, the sense organ of pleasure. So, these are the reproductive organ. Karmendriya, these are called karmendriyas. Ekadasham manaha sarvartham. Mana, mind is both karmendriya and jnanendriya. The Sankhyans accept mind to be both karmendriya and jnanendriya. Whereas Vedantins don't accept mind to be a sense organ itself. It is just has the special attribute of sense organ to just fill the sixth number, the Sankhya Purnartham, they say, to just make the number total, that's all. Otherwise, sense organ, mind is not a sense organ for Vedantins. Iti yedani asmita lakshanasya avisheshasya visheshaha. And these are the vishesha, special attributes of the asmita, the existence. Gunanam esha shodashako viparya vishesha parinamaha. And these are the vishesha parinama, the special attributes, the special form of existence of the gunas in 16 different types. 5 karmendriya sense organs of action, 5 jnanindriya sense organs of the knowledge, 1 which is 11th mind, 5 tanmatras or the elements, major elements. So these are the 16 different things. Shad avisheshaha. So, the major elements we have taken in the vishesha, special attribute. Now, avishesha, which is general, common for all these. Common for all these is for the karmandriya, for the jnanindriya, for the mind to exist, for the bhutas elements, 5 major elements there to exist, the tanmatras, the cause for them should be there. That is the common general thing in all these 16 vishesha, special elements, special gunas, attributes. What are they? Tat yatha, shabda tanmatram, sparsha tanmatram, rupa tanmatram, rasa tanmatram, gandha tanmatram, cha iti, eka, dvi, tri, chatush, pancha lakshanaha shabdadaya, pancha avisheshaha, the 5 avisheshas, the 5 common general things are the 5 tanmatra, tadmatra iti tanmatra, meaning only they exist, there is no combination with anything, there is no confusion with anything. See, when the elements come into existence, they don't exist. When you say prithvi, the majority of it is prithvi, but the minority, there is the other elements which exist in the prithvi. When you say water, the major portion is of the water tanmatra, but the minor portions, the other half will be of the other elements. Major portion means the first one half of it will be belonging to that tanmatra, whichever that element is of. And the other portion, the second half will be held by the other 4 elements. So, tadmatra, where in shabda tanmatra, whereas in the shabda tanmatra, there is no mixture with any other elements. Shabda only exists. Rasa only exists, sparsha only exists, only that atom size element exists. In this, shabda tanmatra, in shabda tanmatra, sound is the nature quality. Sparsha tanmatra, sound also exists with the touch. In the rupa tanmatra, sound and touch exists with the form. In the rasa tanmatra, sound, the touch, the form and the taste exists. In gantha tanmatra, all these exist. So, including the smell. Shattascha avishesha asmita matra iti. And, see, he said, shat avisheshaha. There are 6 avisheshas. Only 5 avisheshas you have explained, the common things. The 6th avishesha, the common general thing is existence itself. Ede satta matrasya atmano mahata shat avisheshaha parinamaha. Just by the existence itself, they create this mahat, etc. Mahat, buddhi, etc. comes into existence because of this asmita and this common general other 5 tanmatras. Yat, tat, parama visheshebhyo lingamatram mahatattvam tasmin yete satta matre mahati atmani avasthaya vivruddhi kashtham anubhavanti. Yat, tat, parama visheshebhyah lingamatram mahatattvam, that which is param avisheshe parama visheshebhyo, that which is parama visheshe. Parama visheshe means the ultimate existence. Mahatattvam lingam, lingamatram, that which has the quality of merging, which is mahat, mahat, because mahat is a karya. Karya effect will merge in the karana, will dissolve itself in the karana. Karya's nature is that. Therefore, tasmin yete, in that satta matre, that which is existence only, that which is satta means purushartha kriya bihi anubhutata, purushartha kriya Tatta means existence. Existence means that which is useful for the Purusha to have a transaction. Asatta, non-existence means where the Purusha cannot do any transaction, which is not fit for the transaction of the Purusha. So, this Satta Matra Mahati in the Mahat, that which the Purusha can do the transaction, Atmani Avasthaya exists in the Atma, Vivruddhi Kashtam Anuvati. He experiences the Vivruddhi Kashtam, the ultimate state. Satta Matra Pratisamsrujyamanascha Tasmin Eva Satta Matre Mati Atmani Avasthaya Yattan Nisatta Asattam Asat Tam Nisatasad Nirasad Avyakta Malingam Pradhanam Tat Pratiyanti Iti. We'll say this. Om Purnamadam 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 Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.